Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. And I really do hope you've been enjoying this series. The main reason why I say that is you figure I do one a week for the next next 4 years, we've got an episode every week, so I do hope you guys have been enjoying this series. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode, like I said, is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date for this episode is December 8th, 1953, and the title is Pattern of Crime. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a listener.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Pattern of Crime. In the old Southwest of the 1870s, the Cisco Kid was far ahead of his time in the study of crime and the unofficial apprehension of criminals, even though many sheriffs looked upon Cisco himself as a desperado. Take the case of Mills Knapp, one of the worst bandits in the whole Southwest. As our story opens, it is early evening, and Mills and his henchman, Doc Raymond, are riding into the town of Cottonwood. A strong wind is blowing.
Can't say this town's changed much in 2 years, Mills. Plum dead. Ain't even anybody out on the street.
It's wind and dust that's keeping them in, Doc. Besides that, they'd be eating their supper about now.
And the danger's coming back here. A lot of people know it.
We ain't gonna stay around long. Just long enough to make some easy money.
How?
I've always wanted to knock over this bank. Ought to be easy.
Tonight, huh?
Right now. Nobody will be expecting it. Now, here we are, Doc.
Oh, there.
Well, now we can lead our horses off the street and out back the bank where nobody will see them.
You sure did hit fast when you make up your mind, Mills.
It's the only way to do it. Wait a minute. Who's that coming down the street?
I don't know. Some old prospector, I guess. He's leading that pack mule. Hey, we better get back out of sight, Mills.
No, he's seen us. Hey, by thunder, that's old Jim Doolin. You can tell by the way he limps when he walks.
Yeah, lucky Jim Doolin.
He most always does make a strike when he goes out at that.
Huh.
Come on, Doc, let's go talk to him.
Yeah.
Howdy, Jim.
Howdy.
Oh, hello there. Who is it?
You remember me, Jim. Mills Knapp, and this is Doc Raymond.
Sure. Howdy, boys.
How long you been out?
Oh, about 16 months. Didn't see a living soul all that time. Not till I swung around through Santa Fe on my way home here. Now I'm home. Sure I'm going to put on a celebration.
Did you make a strike, Jim?
Yes, sir, I made a strike. A rich one. Nuggets. Big nuggets. Brought a bunch of them into Santa Fe and turned them in for diamonds. That's what I always wanted, diamonds. Now I got them. $60,000 worth of them.
Hear that, Mills?
Yeah, I did. Got them on you, Jim?
Got them right in this poke bag around my neck here. Don't mind telling you boys, because you're all right. Come on, we go to the cafe and hoover up. I'm treating the town tonight, the whole blasted town.
See anybody else on the street, Doc?
Nope, nobody.
Jim, I sure hate to do this.
Hey, who are you drawing that gun for?
Yes, I aim to have them diamonds right now.
Oh, you sure did gun whip the old desert rat.
I meant to. Never leave them so they can talk. Now, we'll see about this poke bag.
Are they diamonds, Mills? Will you tell them the truth?
Can't tell for sure in this life, but they feel like diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure he was telling the truth. We'll let the bag go for the time being, Doc. Come on, let's get out of town.
Francisco, the wind getting Pancho's eyes and the dirt on Pancho's neck.
We'll be in the town of Cottonwood in a few more minutes, Pancho.
Glad.
We'll have a chance to wash and eat.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps we will also find a place to stay for the night out of this wind and dust.
And Pancho not know nobody in Cottonwood, Cisco.
Neither do I, amigo. That will be merely a stopping place for us.
Tell Pancho another ripple, Cisco.
Not a ripple, Pancho, a riddle.
A riddle. Keep Pancho from thinking of the ghost, no?
Well, let me see if I can think of another.
Think.
Here's one, Chico.
Uh-huh.
Why is an egg like a colt?
Si. Now, let's find Pancho thing. Why is an egg like a colt? Pancho not know, Chico.
An egg is like a colt because it cannot be used until it is broken.
It's good, Chico. It's good. Tell Pancho another riddle.
Riddle Pancho.
The riddle Pancho.
Very well. I'll tell you one more riddle, and that will be all.
Uh-huh.
Now, why is a crow a brave bird?
Crow, brave bird. The Pancho not know that neither, Cisco.
A crow is a brave bird because he never shows a white feather.
Never shows the white feather. Crow, a brave bird. The crow all black never show a white feather. Oh, Pancho, see now. He's a good river. One more, Cisco.
No, one more. That is enough. We're nearly to the town now anyway.
Big like a colt.
I'll be glad to get off this narrow trail. Yeah, riders are coming, Pancho.
They come fast, too.
Mother mia, they're coming too fast for these trails.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down your horses.
They not hear you, Cisco.
Slow down those horses. Get over to the side of the trail, Pancho. Come on, Diablo.
Get out of there, will you? Stand up.
What is the idea of riding so fast on such a narrow trail?
Hold on. You slap loco again, hombre, and Pancho fix you good.
Get out of the way, I said. Come on, now. Get out.
Those hombres will go after them, Chico.
No, Pancho. No point in trying to teach those mavericks good manners. But I wish I could place the voice of that hombre.
You Chico know him?
I've heard his voice somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see. It sounded like the voice of Mills Knapp.
He wonderful bank robbery, Chico.
It's not certain that he robbed that bank of the south, but I imagine the sheriff of that county would like to question him.
Uh-huh.
Come on, amigo.
Si.
We'll be getting on into the town. Up, Diablo. Come on. Easy now.
Easy. Not too fast. Why is the egg like a colt, loco? Huh? Why did you not answer me, loco? Why is the egg like a colt?
I'm sure glad we ain't gonna be outdoors much tonight, Deputy.
Same here, Sheriff.
We'll go to the office for an hour to get some paperwork done, then we'll go home. Hey. What's going on over there by the bank?
Huh?
Come on, Deputy.
Right.
Hey, what's happened here, boys? Who's that on the ground?
We know nothing about it, Sheriff.
We just get here.
Say, Pancho and I were riding fast and we happened to see the senor lying there. So we stopped and got off our horses to see what the matter was.
Looks like old Jim Doolin's burro and outfit. Here, I'll see. Yeah, it is Jim. Thunder, he's bad hurt, too.
He's worse than that, Sheriff. He's dead.
Yeah, he is. Deputy, go to the cafe and get a couple of the boys. Get old Jim's body off the street. I'll have a look at it later.
All right, Sheriff.
Yeah, so you two just got here, huh?
See?
We just ride into the town from that way.
Who are you?
I'm the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Oh, the Cisco Kid, huh? Better let me have them guns of yours.
What for, Sheriff?
Because I say so, that's what for.
Oh, Sheriff, get tough, Cisco.
I see no reason to hand over our guns. I have told you we know nothing about this murder.
I don't believe you. As far as the reason's concerned, here's my reason.
So, you would draw your gun on us, would you, Sheriff? Very well. In that case, we will have to resist arrest.
let them go, will you? Look out.
I'm not going to go to your jail for something we did not shoot. I will take that gun.
Pancho, grab the other gun, too.
Break out the cartridges, Pancho. I'll do the same with this gun.
Here, Cisco.
Throw these cartridges away. Now you may have your guns back, Sheriff. If you will listen, I will tell you of the two hombres we met riding out of town a few minutes ago.
That's a likely story. You ain't heard the last of this, Cisco. I'll track you down and don't think I won't.
Over this way, boy. Over this way. We get out of here, Cisco?
Si. But we'll be back, Sheriff, and we can bring you proof that we are innocent.
Track you down.
Here a riddle, Sheriff. Why a call like a crow?
What?
Because you're a brave bird, no?
This is not time for riddles, Pancho. Come on.
There's the murderer, boys. Let him have it.
All right,
cut him down.
Up, Jabba, cut him down.
Here's the old cabin I've been looking for, Doc. Deserted. Boss.
Well, let's go in.
I want to get a good look at these here diamonds.
All right. Cabin's pretty well stove in, Mills. Look at that door. Just barely hanging on its hinges.
We can fix it up.
With what?
Stuff from the store.
But we ain't got anything from the store.
We'll have it. Now shut up till I strike a match and see what we got. There's a couple old papers. Shove them in the stove, Doc, and touch them off. That'll give us a little light. Now I'll pour these stones out of the bag. By thunder, they sure look like diamonds, Doc.
You're right with you, Mills. Blazing up good. I'll leave the stove lid off. That's
light
enough?
Yeah, come here. Look. Look at them gleaming sparkles.
Oh, they're diamonds, all right. That's a nice haul, Mills.
Yeah, a nice one. Well, we've got to have to lay low for a couple of weeks, Doc.
You want to hide them stones?
I'm going to keep them in this bag right around my neck. Taking no chances a posse will drive us out of here and leave them behind. Yeah. Now, we'll ride back into town, Doc, and get some supplies from the store.
Are you crazy? Back to town?
That's right. By the time we get there, the store will be closed, and we can break in and help ourselves.
But look, Mills.
I know what I'm doing. I've done the same thing before in a couple other jobs.
Well, they probably found old Jim's body by now.
What of it? All the more reason why they won't be expecting whoever did it to come back to town tonight. Come on, let's get going.
Cisco, think the sheriff get out of the posse for us, Cisco?
It would not be very smart if he did on a night like this, Pancho.
But why would you drive around outside the town?
Because I'm trying to think of the crime pattern of that hombre Mills Knapp.
Huh?
I'm certain now that was his voice we heard.
What a crime pattern, huh?
Criminal may commit different crimes, Pancho. But there is always some one thing he does that is like what he has done in previous crimes.
Pancho doesn't know about this, Cisco, but Pancho knows his stomach's so empty, it takes 2 weeks to fill it up.
I'm hungry too, amigo.
Uh-huh.
But for the time being, we're... Wait a minute. Hold there.
Hold up. Cisco told Pancho not a riddle, huh? Get Pancho's mind off his stomach.
No. This is no time for riddles, Pancho.
No?
But what you just said about being hungry. See, that is that hombre's crime pattern.
He hungry, too?
How can I say, Pancho?
Uh-huh.
But I do know that on his previous crimes, Mills Knapp has broken into and robbed the general store in each town he was in.
Oh?
To get food and supplies to tide him over while he hid out in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And in each case, he broke into the store the same night he committed the crime.
Yes. Cisco think about the crime pattern and Pancho think about riddles. Why aged white feather, Cisco? No, that doesn't sound right. No,
Pancho, I tell you, we have no time for riddles.
What
now, listen to me.
Huh?
We are only a few hundred yards away from that store. Look, there's the flicker of a light in the store now.
There,
come
there.
On up there. Come on. Come on. Come on.
We ride right into the store, Cisco?
No.
Come
close to the stable. Here are horses.
Huh?
The wind is going this way, so we can get closer than we could on a still night. We'll go as far as we dare. Then we'll go forward on foot. This is about far enough.
Hold up.
Come on now, Pancho.
Always when Pancho, the hungriest Pancho, got to run. Why are you broken? Egg like a white feather. No, that's not
second
right
either.
Why are you
broken? Let us go more carefully.
Get
them,
Pancho.
Pancho, there is Mills Knapp and another hombre robbing the store just as I suspected. If only this window is unlocked. See, it is.
Come on, Doc. Hustle it up. Grab a bag of that flour.
I got it.
I will take the Mills hombre, Pancho. You take the other one.
Hey,
now, Pancho.
Hey, Doc, there's a big draft coming through here all of a sudden.
All right, hombre, there is. Now that I have my hands on your neck, I'll do this for you. Slip me up.
Cisco, go down.
Yeah, and that's where you're going, hombre.
You... Oh,
Hurry up, Doc. I hear someone coming.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Through the window. All right. Get your hands up. Both of you. I'll blast you with this shotgun. Fixing to rob my store, was you? I seen you climb in through that window while I was outside. Well, sit right where you are on that floor. Son, run and get the sheriff. Tell him I got a couple of robbers waiting for him.
No doubt the sheriff will welcome Cisco and Pancho with handcuffs. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Pattern of Crime. Believing that the killer, Mills Knapp, would try to get supplies to carry him through while he hid out in the hills, Cisco and Pancho arrived at the general store just in time to close with Mills and his henchman, Doc Raymond. But Cisco slipped and fell, and the bandits got away just as the storekeeper appeared with a lamp in one hand and a shotgun in the other.
Now,
the robber is sit right there, and the sheriff gets here.
Yeah, Pancho, I would have to slip on that floor. No wonder, there's a big spot of grease.
What you got in your hand, Cisco?
Well, I did not realize. I must have torn it loose from around the neck of that Mills hombre when I grabbed him.
Frank, you in there?
Can you come around the side door, Sheriff? I'm holding a couple of coyotes under my gun muzzle.
All right.
Pancho, I think we're in for it now, Cisco.
That's not much too good for us, Pancho, but we've done nothing wrong.
But they not know this.
There they are, Sheriff. I caught him trying to rob my store.
Well, if it ain't the Cisco Kid again.
The Cisco Kid?
That's right. Frank, you caught more than just a couple of robbers. You caught a couple of murderers.
We not murder no one. Not never.
And we were not trying to rob this store, Sheriff.
Suppose you just broke in to take a snooze, huh?
I can explain why we are here.
Now, wait a minute. I'll take a look at that bag you got there, Cisco.
What is it, Sheriff?
It's old Jim Doolin's poke bag. Well, great Jupiter, look. Diamonds. So that's your motive for killing him, Cisco.
Senor Sheriff, I told you we did not kill him. He was killed by Mills Knapp and
Mills Knapp? He ain't around here.
He is very much around here.
I guess I'd know if he was. Nope, I got you two red-handed. Get their guns, Frank, and we'll march them over to jail for murder.
Next time I come up against that blasted Cisco Kid, I'm going to gun him down.
Wasn't any chance in that store, Mill.
Maybe not, but next time he's a dead hombre. Whoa.
Oh, there.
You get any grub at all out of that store?
Yeah, I grabbed a hunk of salt pork. It ain't much, but it's better than nothing.
Well, get a fire going in the stove and we'll fry it up. My thunder, my neck's sore where Cisco grabbed me. Hey! That poke bag's gone.
What?
Sure as blazes, it's gone. Cisco must have busted the string when he grabbed me. Probably them diamonds are all spread out all over that floor. Oh, that sidewinder.
$60,000 worth of diamonds gone.
I knew I ought to let daylight through that hombre.
Well, what are you going to do, Mills?
Do what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going back to that store. Maybe Cisco didn't notice. Maybe them diamonds are still scattered around on that floor. But wherever they are, I'm going to get them back.
Listen to your story here in the office, Cisco. You and the fat one sit down in them chairs.
Gracias, Sheriff.
Gracias, Sheriff.
Remember, I got your guns, so don't try to start nothing.
I hardly think we will with these handcuffs on.
Pancho grab the handcuffs on the front, Cisco, and Pancho can scratch his nose when his nose itch, no?
Si, Pancho. Again, Sheriff, I tell you that Mills Knapp hombre is in this county.
Then I'll pick up his tracks tomorrow. What you say is true, Cisco. But I doubt it.
You know as well as I do that by morning this wind will have covered any tracks he may have left.
Well, then what am I supposed to do? Just take your word for it?
You take Cisco's word for anything, Sheriff, anytime. And Cisco never tell a wrong story.
Not even to save his own neck, huh?
Not even to save his own neck, huh?
Will you believe me or not, Sheriff, will you put two of your deputies on guard at that store?
What's the idea of doing that?
Mother of me, I've already told you. Do you think for 1 minute that that killer is going to let a small fortune in diamonds get away from him without trying to get them back?
See, he goes to the store and tries to get the diamonds back. Cisco tells you worry, Sheriff.
I ain't worrying about Frank. He knows how to take care of himself. Come on, you two, get up on your feet. There's a nice little room waiting for you out in the cell block.
Did you have your deputies watch that store?
No. Now, there's the cell block door. Get going.
Very well.
All right, right down that way, and walk ahead of me.
Yes, Sheriff.
Pancho, I'd like to ask you something, Sheriff.
What is it?
Why a crow like an egg?
What are you talking about?
It's a riddle, Sheriff. No, that's not right neither. And Pancho, gotta stop and think.
Keep going, you.
Oh, but Pancho, got it now. Why do a crow not got white feathers, Sheriff?
Oh, now, look, either you keep moving
or... Pancho, there is a chance I want it.
I do not like to do this, Sheriff, but I must.
Oh, Cisco knocked him out.
Hey, Pancho, you did well to get his attention with that riddle.
Huh?
That was good thinking on your part.
Pancho not do thinking, Cisco. Pancho's want to fool the sheriff with a riddle.
You not only fooled him, Chico, you fooled yourself. Because you did not have the riddle right.
How it go?
Later on, Pancho, I'll teach you those riddles if I have to take it all week to tell you. Now, we have other things to do.
Huh?
Roll the sheriff over if you can.
Pancho's right. He's a big hombre.
Yeah, I'll help you. Awkward with these handcuffs on, but we can do it
right now.
I want to get his keys. One of them should fit these handcuffs. Ah, there they are, fastened to his belt.
Uh-huh.
This little key should be the one. Hold up your wrist, Pancho.
Si.
Ah, bueno. You are free, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Now, you unlock these handcuffs of mine.
Si, si. What do we do with the sheriff, Cisco?
Leave him where he is. He'll come to in a few moments. Now, let us get our guns from his office and then hurry to that store as fast as we can get there.
Come on, Doc.
Doorkeeper's in there.
What of it? We'll try this side door. If it's locked, we'll shoot the lock off it. Unlocked.
Good.
All right, get him up, Frank.
Well, Sir Cisco was right. You are around here, Mills. Dad Penny always returns, they say.
Never mind the gad. Keep them hands up. See if he's got a gun on him, Doc.
Right.
What'd you do with them diamonds?
I ain't got them.
Come on. I ain't fooling. I know you got them here somewhere. You picked them up off the floor.
I tell you, I ain't got them.
See if you can loosen his tongue, Doc.
I sure will. And that's only a sample.
Where are they?
Look, Mills, the sheriff got them. He took them.
Oh, you lying. Either you tell me where they are or we'll kill you.
You talk too much about killing Omni.
Gun him down, Mills.
Back this boy with that gun, Mills. Knock.
Now, on, you will have no chance. Get him, Doc. Get him.
And that wild Pancho can jump on your back.
I'll help you, Pancho.
I'm going to waste no more time with you than I have to.
This one down, Cisco.
You got the sunk.
Why not? If I have good luck,
I think I can get this one, too.
Cisco, put him to sleep nice.
Yeah. I'll get some rope and tie these coyotes up. Nope. I guess I won't need to. Here's the sheriff.
Yeah, hit me over the head, will you, Cisco? This time I got you, and by... Hey, what's going on here?
You refused to send over any deputy sheriff, so Pancho and I had to come.
Looks as if Cisco was right and we was wrong, Sheriff. Better get the handcuffs onto these two buzzards.
Oh, by Judas, it is Mills, ain't it?
See, Sheriff.
And Sheriff get red in the face, no?
Never mind. Well, guess you was right, Cisco. I don't know what else to say.
We all make mistakes on you, Sheriff. The next time, you might be right and I might be wrong.
Pancho know what to say, Sheriff.
All right, what?
Why a colt a brave bird, no?
Cisco, is he crazy?
Pancho tells you, Sheriff, because he a broken egg and a white feather. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Now those zombies in the jail for good, good.
Hey.
Now we ride on our way.
What is it you want to know, Pancho? Another riddle?
No more riddles, Cisco. Pancho and I can get the riddles right.
Well, then what is it?
Pancho like another lesson how people are governing.
How people are governed?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad to know you are interested in such things, Pancho.
Pancho always interested.
Hey, now,
Let us see if you remember the lesson I taught you the other night.
What lesson? What lesson? Huh?
Well, one about one form of government.
Uh-huh.
A monarchy. Mm. Now tell me, what is a monarchy, Pancho?
Cut a thing.
Monarchy.
Monarchy. Oh, but this is acting. Pancho knows, Cisco. Monarchy is people governed by the king.
See, that is right, amigo. Now, who would reign if the king should die?
Pancho knows that, too. The queen.
Yes, very good remembering, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Now, who would reign if the queen should die?
The queen dies? Who reigns if the queen dies?
See. Come on, think hard, Pancho.
Pancho, think hard. The queen.
The king has died.
Uh-huh.
The queen has died. Now, who would come next?
Oh, see, Pancho, no.
All right, then tell me, Chico. Who would reign after the king and queen?
That easy, Cisco. The jack.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.